好，大家好。
Good morning, everyone.
上次我们已经讲到，我们总共有多少个句子啊？13个。那我们上次已经讲到第9个，因为等会会要有重点的重复啊，所以第一到第九我就不再重复了。
So how many sentences do we have in this poem, Contemplate Mind? We have 13 in total.And the last of couple of lectures, talks, we've gone through from number 1 to number 9. And due to the time limit, I'm not going to repeat what I've talked about.
好，现在十之一就是持咒观心。
So we'll...Start right with where we left last time. That is the tenth sentence, beginning with the first one, reciting mantras or contemplating mind.
那寒山大师真正告诉我们，他其实他跟他的弟子不只是持咒，也有诵经、禅修，还有拜，就是拜佛，他都有。
So here, the poem mentioned one method of practice is reciting mantras. But actually, Master Hanshan and his disciples have many ways of practice, not only just reciting mantras. They could also recite sutras or do prostrations.
还有禅修。
Or just do meditation practice.
念佛。
And also chanting Buddha's name.
那在观心明特别提到是持咒。
And here in this poem, Contemplate Mind, they specifically mention the reciting mantras.
它下面一个啊，它紧接的，它都是两个句两字啊，如魔静药。这个意思就是说，我们的心啊，像镜子一样，常常都不清不楚嘛。所以要有一种药把它把心给磨干净，那持咒呢就有这个的功能。
The next stanza says reciting mantras or contemplating mind are merely herbs for polishing a mirror. So because when we are not practicing, our mind is not clear, it's muddled. So that's why we need to polish it.
那至于持咒的功能，我们是不是平常常常在持咒啊？有没有？有没有常常在持咒？
So as to the functions of reciting mantras, I want to ask you, do you recite mantras in your ordinary practice?
有谁不知道咒？咒语的咒？
Anyone who doesn't know or never heard of mantras?
Josh, do you have any mantra? 你有没有咒语？That is a name, Buddha name. Yeah. 至少 Om Mani Padme Hum, 大家知道吧？
So Om Mani Padme Hum, have anyone heard of it? That's one type
yeah,
of simple mantra.
也是一个很简单的，可是它的意思就是说，Om Mani Padme Hum 是观音咒哈，就是说捧着莲花的观音啊。
And that mantra Om Mani Padme Hum is a simple mantra meaning the Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva is holding a lotus.
对，他所以他也是等于观音一样，他是你有求就必应，最重要要有求哦，你没有求他，他不会来。
So that means when you have a request, when you have a request to Avalokiteshvara, she will respond.
有一次，我不知道大家记不记得李恒月教授啊，我说我很热心帮人家，为什么人家都不会感恩？
So I don't know if you know Professor 李恒月. One time I had a question. I said,I don't understand why people are not grateful when I'm so helpful to them.
他说，你不是因为我们没有那个大的智慧可以看到他真正需要的嘛？我们常常就看到他的表象， 所以你真正要求一件东西的话，那个才是你要的。所以观世音菩萨他不是说他听到你的，可是你没有叫他的话，他不会来帮你，因为那个不是你真正想要。所以观世音菩萨你常常听到都是有求必应。
So, and he said, well, ordinary people, we, like us, we don't have great wisdom. So we only see the surface of people's needs. So we don't really know what they really want, what they really need. So only when they make a prayer, and then we really know what they want, because only at that time, when they pray for something, that means they really need it. That's why for Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva, merely chanting her name may not be enough. Only when you make a prayer to her, and she will respond, because she knows that's what you really need.
那持咒的功能呢，它能够，因为我们主要佛教都讲心嘛，啊，所以它是以色心为它的主要的哈，所以呢，你持咒的时候，你心就会安定下来。那我们常常戒定慧嘛，啊，所以那时候你智慧就会显现出来。
And the functions of reciting mantra is that it can help you to concentrate your mind and further to settle your mind. And only when your mind is settled, your wisdom can reveal itself.
那心经有没有咒语啊？
So how about the Heart Sutra? Does Heart Sutra have a mantra in it?
知道哪一句是他的咒心吗？假如实在太忙，260句的心经都没有时间念的话，你就念他的咒心，他的咒心就代表他整个的意思。
So if you're too busy to recite the entire Heart Sutra, at least do you know which one is the essence of its mantra, which you can chant?
知道吗？
Do you know?
啊，对对对对对，英文叫 Gata Gata.
Yeah, it is the sentence that Gata Gata Paragata Barasangate. That's the essence.
Swaha. 一定要叫 Swaha. Swaha 的意思就是说，你一定做的事情可以成功，所以那个 Swaha 一定也要加上去哈。那个是梵文。
And it's a Sanskrit, and it's important to finish with a Bodhiswaha, because that means what you pray for will definitely be realized.
那师父呢，我们出家的弟子呢，师父也要，我们有五堂功课要背起来。第一个就是早课啊，里头我们常常早课要的那个十小咒啊，再来晚课呢，八十八佛阿弥陀经啊，还有早课还有楞严经了哈。楞严经是汉传里面能够很流行最长的，它总共有五会啊，427句，2620个字。我们出家众应该要会背，可是我到现在还不会背，我只有背咒心。我原来还会背一点哈，来这边以后就没有背了。那因为上次的法华经的持诵啊，我是觉得因为我喜欢楞严经，所以我现在呢的就是要把楞严咒给背起来。可是我会背它的咒心，它咒心就是最后的那十个句子。
So for For people who have become monastics, we have a daily practice that we need to do. So in the morning, we would chant Sharangama Sutra, and that is a very important sutra. That's the longest mantra. Yes, Sharangama mantra, and that's a very important mantra. It has 5 chapters and 427 sentences and 2,620 words in it, so it is very long. And the Shifu asked monastics to memorize the mantra by heart. And it's a bit too long, and I can't memorize all of them, but I can memorize the essence of the mantra. And in the morning, we also will chant, in the afternoon, we will do the 88 Buddha prostration, 88 Buddha's prostration, and also chant Amitabha Sutra. That's our daily practice.
那师父说为什么出家众也要背楞严咒的原因啊，因为呢我们出家了是发那个心出家，可是智慧还没有达到，那常常不小心的话就会入外道，那在修行的时候可能会着魔啊，在理解上对经文的理解上常常有时候也会入邪见入外道，所以呢他是鼓励我们大家把这个咒给背起来。那现在升学大学一年级的他们一年要把它背起来。
So why does our Shifu ask the monastics to memorize Sharangama mantra by heart? That because Shifu said, although monastics have determined to practice for their lives, but they it's still easy for them to fall into out path because if they understanding are not entirely correct, not entirely the right view, they can fall into the views of out pather. And also when you practice, it can become deviated. So that's why it's important to recite the mantras. And this is and it's also required for the first year student in Sangha University.
那所以持楞严咒的时候呢，你可以身心很容易安定啊，你也容易身心也容易清净。那这样的话，你的智慧容易展开，修行上呢就比较不会有障碍，很容易碰到障碍。
And when one recite the Sharangama mantra, it's easy to settle the mind and purify the body, the mind. So by doing this, you can let the wisdom reveal itself and can remove the obstacles in your practice.
楞严咒的咒心就是后面的那个每天都念，那前面也念了啊，可是那个要有时间性啊，慢慢可以记。有的这个其实也要发那个愿啊，有一个老菩萨其实已经也有70岁了，他4个月以内背起来，他平常抄还有念，这样就4个月背起来。我们的国行法师说他好像也是4个月背起来。那我们最快最快的到知道在法鼓山认得的大概2个礼拜背起来。那个一定有宿世因缘，要不然不会那么容易背的。
So if you and if you want to memorize this longest mantra, Sharangama mantra by heart, and you really need to make a vow. We have an example that there's a lay practitioner. She's already over 70 years old, but she made a vow and she is determined to recite the mantra, and she memorized the entire mantra just in 4 months. And I know that our Venerable Guoxing also memorized the entire mantra in 4 months. And I think the fastest record we have in Damajong Mountain is someone did it, memorized it in 2 months.
Two weeks.
Mm-hmm. And we believe he must have encountered the mantra in previous lives, otherwise it's very hard to believe that he can do it in 2 weeks.
那我问他说你现在记不记得，他说好久没念又有点忘记了，可是他应该一下子再复习一下就可以背起来。
So when I encountered him, I asked do you still remember the mantra, and he said, well, I haven't chanted for a while, kind of not memorize that clear, but if I pick it up, I can quickly memorize it again.
那所以持咒呢，对于正在修行用功的人是要继续用的了哈，这而且非常有用。 但是已经达到彼岸的人呢，就不见得一定要用了。就像《金刚经》里头有讲，那个我们过了那个岸的时候，那个法就应该要舍，就是你的那个方法也要放下来了。
So, methods of reciting mantras are very useful for beginners or for people who are diligently practice. But once you have achieved certain, once you achieve enlightenment, it's no longer useful to hold on to mantras anymore. At that time, you can let go of the mantra.
那有人在精进用功的时候呢，他就突然是说，哎，我是不是还在用方法？你们觉得呢？他是不是还在专注啊？他是不是在方法就被打断了？所以你在用功的时候，你不能够再有这个念头，那个念头就是一种妄念了。
And for some people, when they are working very well, and suddenly they will ask themselves, "Am I still on the method? And what do you think? Do you think he's at that time? Is he still on the method?" Or he was just, you know, his practice being interrupted by that thought. That thought is a deluded thinking.
所以你持咒持得很好的时候，你不要再想说，哎呦，我刚刚是到底在持什么咒啊？那个就是一个妄念啊。所以你方法用得好的时候呢，你就用，不要有多一个念头在想，说你是不是还在用这个方法。
So when you're using mantras very well,you don't need to ask yourself, oh, what mantras I'm reciting right now? Because that is a deluded thought that will interrupt your practice.
就好比我们过桥的时候，我们过了桥的时候，已经过了，你还问说，哎，桥到底在哪里？
It's just like when you cross a bridge, you already crossed the bridge, and then you ask yourself, oh, where is the bridge?
所以方法是帮我们达到一个目的，当目的到的时候，那个方法就要丢掉了。
So method is used to achieve a goal, and once you achieve the goal, the method is no longer needed.
所以他第十句的第三个就说成扣若除啊，就是你那个脏的东西你已经擦掉的话呢，下面这句此意不着。就说你这个方法呢，你也就不能够再抓着它，要放掉它。
That's why the poem says, when the dust is removed, they are also wiped away. That means, once the dust is removed, once your goal is accomplished, the method that you're using to wipe away the dust can be let go as well.
它不是说过河拆桥哈，它是过了以后，你那个桥你不要管它。你就是还继续走你该要走的路。
It doesn't say that once you cross a bridge, you need to go back and destroy the bridge. It just say once you are crossed to the other end, to the other bank, you don't need to worry about the bridge anymore.
好，我们第十一个呢，广大神通，它都两个两个一起来哈，自心全具。
And the next line says, great extensive spiritual powers are all complete within the mind.
那很多人对神通很有兴趣啊。
A lot of people are very interested in spiritual powers.
那到底什么是神通？
So what are exactly spiritual powers?
那神通是有个特殊的一种力量啊。
Spiritual powers is a kind of a very special power.
那师父讲他在带那次禅期的时候，有一个学生就很希望师父给他一个特殊的力量，让他可以进步的快一点啊。
So, and 师父 mentioned that during one of his seven-day retreat, one student really hoped that 师父 could give him special power that can help him advance quickly.
那在精进修行的时候，刚刚开始他的方法用的还不错，他就觉得师父是一个很有神通的人，因为让他方法用的很好。
And in the beginning of the retreat, he had some good experience from the practice, and he thought, well, Shifu was really great teacher, and he must have some special powers. That's why my practice is going on so well.
那到隔一阵，隔一两天，他好像没有什么进步，他就觉得师父呢，可能用了某一种的魔咒，让他不能够进步。
But later on the retreat, he didn't have much success anymore, and he felt that it must be Shifu obstructing him from practice with some magic spell.
那另外在那一次禅修，有个学生跟他讲说哈，他有个禅师啊，用魔咒破坏他的家庭啊，害他的心神不宁。那因为他就希望师父也给他一个神通力，让他呢能够对抗那个禅师。
And also on that retreat, another person told Shifu that he believed another Chan master was using some spiritual power to ruin his family and unsettle his mind. He wanted to ask Shifu to give him special power as well so he can combat with that master.
那师父跟那个学生讲，他说一般禅师的精神他不会做这种事情的。
And Shifu responded, if the Chan master you mentioned is a true master, he wouldn't do such thing according to the spirit of Chan.
那个学生说会的，因为他我只要不去那边的时候，不去那个禅师那边的话，我常常都会有麻烦。
But that person responded, no, I truly believe that he had some special powers because whenever I stopped going to that place, I would have some trouble.
那师父就说，那你就常常去啊。
Then 师父 said, if that's the case, you should go regularly then.
那师父说，真正的问题还是出于他自己。谁都有麻烦的嘛，只要有烦恼都有麻烦，对不对？
And 师父 said, well,actually the problem is still due to that person because everyone, as long as you live in this world, would have some vexations.
所以师父称刚刚举的那两个例子哈，那个学生都是在修外道，他没有在修行的正的方向，都在修外道，因为他对他自己没有信心，反而对外面的东西很有信心。
So, 师父 called these type of practitioners as out-path practitioners because they don't have faith in their own practice. Instead, they have faith in other people.
那我们平常在佛教里面讲外道有两个意思哈，一个就是除了佛教信仰以外，其他的宗教叫外道哈。就是异教的意思哈，另外一个意思就是真正的外道的意思，就是说你自身以外寻求来帮助你的那些解脱啊，那个叫外道。
So, when we use the term 外道 or out path, there are usually two meanings. One meaning is that it is outside of the Buddhist belief, which is heretical.But there is another meaning, which the real meaning of the outer paths is seeking salvation outside yourself.
所以呢，有的人说他是正信的佛教，可是呢，从这个角度来看啊，他可能相信一个人，相信神，相信甚至相信佛，来帮助他，来。所以佛教的信仰，假如是那样的话，称为外道。所以看看自己是不是外道，是对自己有没有信心啊。
So, the second type of person, it looks like he's a Buddhist because he's practicing Buddhism, but he doesn't have any faith in himself. Instead, he's seeking salvation from another person, a god, or even a Buddha. Such person is also following out paths.Is also out path practitioner. So you may want to ask yourself, are you out path practitioner?
所以大家觉得自己的命运是不是掌握在自己手中啊？
So what do you think?
是不是？
Do you think your fate is on your own hands?
那你们很有信心啊，没有外道啊。
And because you answered yes, so you have faith in yourself, so you're not an outpath practitioner.
假如你自己觉得你的命运不是掌握你在你的手中的话，就要靠别人来的话，真是愚痴，真是叫愚痴。可是我们是不是常常在做愚痴的事？
So if you don't feel that your fate is in your own hands and you rely on someone else to decide your fate, that is really a stupid thing.
那师父说就好比你自己银行里头有多少钱你要问别人，而不是你自己应该很清楚吗？这个就变成一个笑话。
And Shifu said it is just like asking someone else how much money you have in your own bank account. And isn't it a joke?
那有很多人搞不清楚方向的时候是不是去算命？当你去算命的时候你就是外道。
And when a lot of people are confused, they would go to some psychics to ask about their own fate.
那有的人说听说有些法师通灵的会有神通，就赶紧跑去问东问西。你那时候呢，你觉得自己是不是对自己没有信心啊？
And for some people, once they heard that some monastics have some supernatural abilities, and they would immediately go after them and ask this and ask that. Are those people, don't those people have faith in themselves? Are they outpath practitioners?
所以你对自己没有信心的时候，在那一刹那，其实以佛教的角度来讲，你是外道，那一刹那是外道。
So when you don't have faith in yourselves,At that moment, you're considered an outpath practitioner.
所以以师父来解释神通，师父在这个地方，在那次的禅期啊，讲了很多所谓神通。第一个，你有特殊的力量。
So, from Shifu's perspectives, he used many ways to explain the supernatural abilities. And the first one is that, Supernatural abilities means you have a special power.
其实哈，我们每个人的精神力量跟他的潜在的力量其实是很丰富的。
But actually, everyone in the world, everyone's inner power is actually very great.
那从别的宗教你也可以看到，他们其实也有一些特殊的力量的。
And even in other religions, you can see that people have special powers within.
这种特殊的力量一般都不随便用。
And this kind of special powers, who have it usually don't display it.
为什么不随便用的原因呢？因为这种力量不能够消除你的业力。
And the reason they don't usually display or use this type of power is because this type of special power cannot offset your karma.
也只有在禅修的时候，师父会讲这些。他说啊，大部分的禅师都有某种程度的神通。
And only during intensive retreat would Shifu mention supernatural abilities. And he said, most Chan masters have a certain degree of spiritual power.
但他们原则上他们都不会用。
But they won't use it in principle.
是不是说他自己从来没有说他自己有神通力？
And Shifu said he never claimed that he has supernatural abilities.
但师父有说过他有一种感应力。
But he did say that he has a special kind of perception response or sensitivity.
Yeah, 这个感应力也可以说是对事情的一种敏感度。
And this type of perception response is like a sense, is more like a sensitivity to certain situations.
那一般有神通的人啊，多多少少能够控制他自己的神通。
And for people who have supernatural abilities, they are usually able to control such power.
他们想要让神通出现的时候才会出现。
Only when they want to use it, they can bring it out.
那不想要让它出现的时候，一般不会出现的。
And when they don't want to reveal such power, it wouldn't come up.
那我们从经里面，或者是从一些古德、大德他们呢，你可以知道，当他们显神通的时候，差不多他们就离开我们这个世间的时候。
And from the sutras and Buddhist classical texts, we could see that whenever great masters displayed his supernatural abilities, it is also usually the time he is about to leave this world.
那师父说他自己的感应力呢，则是依照当时候的状况才显现的。
And 师父 said, his special perception response or sensitivity to situation, he only used it when he felt it's right to respond to the situation.
那师父自己从来不求神通，因为神通是很危险的，而且很不可靠。
And for himself, 师父 said he never used special powers towards himself because he believes it's dangerous and it's not reliable.
那师父觉得呢？那个特殊力量这种的神通呢，大家是觉得很新奇，那隔一阵子的时候就会觉得很无聊，所以呢这种的神通呢只会让人家觉得很有刺激很兴奋，那不可能给人家太久的安全感。
And 师父 said usually people may like the supernatural ability power as a novelty, but after a while they get bored because supernatural powers can only stimulate or excite. They really don't give people a lasting sense of security.
所以师父认为他的不可靠性，还有他的那种刺激，没有的持久性的安全感啊，师父觉得神通特殊力量这一点啊，他认为是一个没有用的东西。
So because of the unreliability of the supernatural powers, and also it doesn't provide a lasting sense of security, 师父 regard the supernatural powers as something that are of no use.
那师父比较推崇的神通是第二个，就是说用我们的心力与众生沟通的，与众生结缘的这种，它是也叫神通。
And 师父 defined the supernatural powers by the second type of supernatural powers, which is there's a kind of power that is used to connect our minds to other people.
就好比国行法师的神通就比我厉害，他一来的时候呢，大众听经的人就很多。那轮到我的时候，快要十点的时候，还只有几位，所以以这个与他的心与众生结缘这个程度来讲，国行法师的神通就比我大。
So give you example, Venerable Guoxing's spiritual powers are greater than mine. Just by, for example, if he's giving a talk, there will be more larger crowds.And for me, when I was here at 10, there are only a few people here. So if we talk about spiritual powers from this perspective, then his power is bigger than mine.
所以呢，有智慧的人或者大的宗教师，他演讲的时候会让人家深深的感动到，当场他就会皈依啊，就像天主教的神父啊，或者是像Francis Pope。啊，他这次来纽约，你看多少人多么的感动，就是他跟众生那个结缘的这方面的神通，他就比很多人大了。
So, from this perspective, talking about spiritual powers, wise people or religious leaders, when they gave a talk, they would move so many people, and some of them would become converted on the spot.It's just like recently Pope Francis visited the States and so many people were moved.
那 而且马上会对他的教法产生信心，他讲的。所以我说国行法师昨天的妈妈，前天的妈妈，今天的妈妈，这个就是大家都是记在心里头啊。
And also a lot of people would become interested in the teachings that they try to convey.
所以
So it's just like Venerable Guoxing, his famous teaching about your mom, your mind is not your true mom. Your mom from yesterday, your mom from the day before yesterday.
那所以以这种的讲神通的话，像耶稣啊，像释迦牟尼佛，像孔子，他们都是有大神通力的人。
So in this sense, Jesus Christ,Shakyamuni Buddha, Confucius, they are all people with great spiritual powers.
那明末的偶一大师，我上次也讲了，他每次讲经的时候都没有超过14个人。
And I also mentioned, for great master Ou Yi of the Ming Dynasty, in his lifetime when he gave a talk, his audience will not exceed 14 people.
那他到底有没有大神通力啊？
So,
他的影响力
Do you think he had special powers over people? Had a great influence?
那事实上他在汉传佛教是有大的影响力的，因为他著的书啊，印光大师、太虚大师、弘一大师都受他的影响。那师父的博士论文、硕士论文也都是写明末的大师，所以师父其实也受他的影响。所以虽然听众只有14位，少于14位，可是他还是有大神通力的人。
But actually, recent great masters like Master Yin Shun, Master Tai Xu, Master Hong Yi, they were all all influenced by Master Ou Yi's work. So even though during Master Ou Yi's lifetime, people attended his talks will not exceed 14 people, his teachings still had great influence.
所以师父是有大神通力的人吗？
So how about our 师父？ Is our 师父 a person have great influence and with great spiritual power?
应该可以算，因为师父的书，很多人是因为看师父的书，听师父的录影带来的，这个就有那个影响力。
I think it is. Because Shifu wrote so many books and a lot of people were introduced to Buddhism because of reading his books or listen to his talks, recorded talks online.
所以呢，最好的神通力呢，就是能够利益人，世世代代的一直传下去利益人的，那个是最好的神通。而不是廉价的刺激或者一种兴奋。
So the best type of spiritual power is that which benefits people generations by generations, and not just a cheap thrill or excitement.
那所以，假如说有的人，我相信是那次打禅期，有的人相信神通，所以师父在这一部分就琢磨比较多啊。那我们把一般的神通假如分为特殊力量，就是可以算你的过去未来也算一种的话呢，这时候呢，我们就假如很喜欢算命的人，我们可以想可以把它当作把它归类是他信仰神通的。
So I guess during that intensive retreat, there must be some people who were really interested in spiritual powers. That's why Shifu talked so much about it. And Shifu said we could classify people, we could class people into different categories by how they, by their attitude towards spiritual powers. Some people, they really want to know their previous lives.And this type of people, we could say they actually have faith in spiritual powers.
师父并不是否定神通啊，他是也确认神通是有存在。那师父自己本身也去研究过啊。那一般来讲，有的是确实可以治病，有的时候呢，真的会把人变聪明。
And Shifu was not denying the existence of spiritual powers. He actually also digged into it, and he acknowledged that some of these powers can really work to cure an illness or can give a doubter's intelligence.
依靠特殊力量的这种神通有个坏处啊，因为它不是你原来的能力，而且呢是从别人那边接收过来的，过一阵子的时候就会过去，结果你可能会比以前更坏。
However, there is one downside about this type of supernatural powers. That is, since it wasn't the person's own ability in the first place, and they were just receiving someone else's power, after a while, they lose it, and they end up worse off than before.
那有一些法师，师父特别强调，他是靠这些神通，是招来一些信众。那但是呢，可能因为这个样子招来不幸。
And Shifu also mentioned some spiritual masters, they do use this type of methods to bring a lot of disciples, devotees. But later on, these people can end up in unfortunate conditions because of it. And they have to stay with this master.
如果用神通的力量招来的信众的话呢，一定要待到那个法师的旁边。要离开的那个法师，他想要得到利益就会消失了。
And for that type of person, if they seek benefits from spiritual powers from that master, they would have to stay with that master, because once they leave, the benefit will be lost as well.
所以呢，这边也是特别提到，神通是自心全去，就是你自己本来就有的。
So here, we emphasize again,For spiritual powers, you have to discover it from your inner, from your own mind. Your self mind, your self nature has this type of ability.
那师父在这边特别强调，因为打七，大家就希望师父能够有一个神通，让他赶快修行，可以大大的往前跳。师父就跟大家讲啊，你们不要寄望。从法师这边可以得到任何的力量，所有的力量的来源都是从你自己来的。
So because that was during the intensive retreat, a lot of people hoped they could advance their practice very quickly by having some special powers from Shifu. And Shifu was saying, I'm telling you that you should never hope to get any power from the master. Your own mind.Is the source of all kinds of power.
师父特别指出这一点，就是要增加大家对自己的自信心。你们所有的修行都是要靠你们自己。那师父在恰当的时候给一个适当你们自己的方法，这样来用。
And师父particularly emphasized this point to increase the practitioner's self-confidence.And to give them the right method at the right time to help them to discover their own power.
那师父就说，我给你们这个方法，能够你们自己发掘你们自己的力量的那个方法。那名师就是知道什么时候给你适当的方法，让你自己把你自己内心该有的力量发掘出来。
And Shifu said, a good teacher means he can help you find the right method at the right time to help you discover your own power.
那下面净土天宫。
And we'll move on to the next line. The pure land or the heavens
逍遥任意
can be traveled to at a will.
那要到净土，要到天宫。天宫就是好的地方哈，我们假如是念佛的人，就是到极乐世界哈，到你去的世界，很简单，就是你自己的心清净，就处处都是净土。
And here the pure land, the heavens are all good places that we want to go. And if you recite Amitabha Buddha's name or sutra, you will go to Amitabha's, the Western Supreme Bliss world. And here it's simple that once your mind is there, you're there.
天宫就像天堂一样，你的心有天堂的心，你就在天堂之中。
And here the heaven and the pure land is just like your mind. If your mind is like the pure land or the heaven, and you are indeed in them.
所以你的心在很痛苦、很悲惨的时候，你就在地狱里头。
And if you're feeling miserable, you're in hell.
那我们凡夫最可怜的地方，到地狱好容易，到天堂有一些困难。
And the sad thing is, for ordinary people, it's easy to travel to hell than go to heaven.
那师父就做一个实验，他现在就骂你我们的话，我们就马上从天堂到地狱里头去了。
And Shifu would do an experiment right away, and if he scolds you on the spot, you right away will fall from heaven to the hell.
所以呢，师父就说，其实你心里充满了痛苦，就等于在地狱一样。如果我师父打你骂你，你马上能够转变一个态度，说跟师父深深的鞠一个躬，说哎呀。那很感动嘛，说谢谢师父给我这个机会，让我消除我深重的业障。这样的时候，你就在天堂里了。
So, when your mind, at the time when your mind will be full of misery and vexations, this is equal to being in hell. But if one 师父scold you, beat you, you were to turn around, bow deeply, and with tears running down your cheeks, said, I'm so grateful for the chance to bring up some of my great karmic obstruction, then you would be in heaven.
所以呢，其实天堂跟地狱跟你的心有关系。
So, being in heaven or in hell, it's really the state of your mind.
所以你看 这两行，净土天宫，逍遥任意，就是你要在净土里头还是你要在地狱里头，其实就是你自己的心可以做一个选择的。
So, just like this line suggested, pure land or the heaven can be traveled to at will. You do have a choice whether you want to be in the pure land or the heaven. It all depends on your state of mind.
那再下来就是第十二行了哈，不用求真，心本是佛。
And the 12th line starts with, you need not seek the real. Mind is originally Buddha.
没有所谓真心这件事情。
There's no such thing as a real mind.
你把妄想妄念除掉，那个就是真心。
Once you get rid of the deluded thoughts, that's the real mind.
你根本就不用去求说佛啊，因为你自心就是佛，本心就是一个佛。
And you don't need to seek Buddhas outside, because yourself is a Buddha.
所以呢，如果你的心清净呢，连佛都没有。
So once your mind is pure, even the Buddha isn't there.
所以呢，你没有想要成佛的心呢，没有佛也没有烦恼，这就是真正的佛心，本心是佛的意思在这里。
So when you have no mind to become a Buddha, when there's no Buddha and no vexations, at that moment it is the true Buddha nature.
这下面一句，熟处若生。深处自熟。
And next line says, the familiar becomes remote and the strange seems familiar.
想问大家什么是熟，什么是深。
And I want to ask you, what is considered familiar and what is considered remote?
熟是什么？饭煮熟了是 手嘛哈，就好了嘛哈。生的时候是怎么样？就还没有好嘛哈。那我们熟的，像我们以凡夫来讲，是什么是我们熟的东西啊？对，习气是我们很熟的东西。
嗯。
那什么是我们很深的东西啊？就是好的一个习惯哈。习气就是一般来讲，习气就是比较不好的习惯哈。那比较好的习惯比较难呢、啊。那还有呢，我们很熟的是在哪里打转，在烦恼里头打转。可是呢，比较深的地方呢，就是智慧的增长比较深。
So, familiar. The word 熟 in Chinese have two meanings. One is very familiar with something, very easy to pick up. The other meaning is it's like when you cooking a rice, it's ready to eat, it's ripened. So here, the meaning of being familiar, what are we familiar with? We are very familiar with or very easy to pick up our old habits. It's usually the bad habits. And we're very easy to be stuck with our own vexations. Vexations, bad habits, those are things that we are very familiar with. We can easily pick up. And what are we not familiar with? Not we feel remote, strange. Those are things like good habits that we want to cultivate and the wisdom. So for wisdom and good habits, it seems remote. It seems difficult to pick up. Those are considered what is remote another type of meaning is like the rice is not ready to eat, it's not ripened yet.
所以三毒很容易啊。
So for three poisons, greed, hatred, and ignorance, that we are very familiar with that.
那慈悲跟智慧要做得到很不容易。
But as to wisdom and compassion, it is very hard to practice.
那就业很容易 一层一层加上去啊，那消旧业就没那么容易。
And for accumulating karmic obstructions, it is familiar, it is easy to do. But for but as to how to remove karmic, work on the karmic obstructions, it is very remote, very difficult.
我年纪很大才出家啊，所以师父说，出家的时候要住到寺院里面。先要培养出家人的道心。
And I became a monastic at a late age, and 师父 said when you become monastic, you need to live in sangha, and you need to cultivate the mind.
所以呢，出家晚的呢，年纪轻的也一样，都要先有一些出家人的培训啊。
So, As long as you want to become monastic, whether you're young or old, you need to have a certain training.
因为出家人很多的想法跟在家的菩萨是不一样的。
Because there's a lot of thinkings, the way to think for monastics are different from lay people.
因为他那个角度不一样。
Because they have different perspectives.
所以我们在出家的前五年都应该住在僧团里头，就是把我们很熟的东西变为僧，变很深的东西变为熟。我们很熟的就是在家人怎么过生活的那个很熟嘛哈，要把它放掉，要把怎么样度众生让自己能够好好修行的那个深的地方要提起来。
So in the first 5 years of becoming a monastic, Shifu would require that new monastic living in the Sangha, because they have to get a special training of how to distance themselves from the things they are usually very familiar would pick up without thinking, such as how to make a living. And instead, they would need to make certain things very familiar, which used to be very remote, such as how to practice wisdom and compassion.
所以呢，居士们是过日子哈，是找生活。那我们出家人呢，是磨生死，就是这个磨，磨磨、嗯，就是要找生死大事。
So for lay people, the goal of life is make a living. But for monastics, their biggest question is to seek the fundamental question of birth and death.
所以呢，凡夫呢是很熟的是烦恼现象哈。那圣人呢就是智慧相。他显的就是智慧相，凡夫显的是烦恼相。
So for ordinary people, for lay practitioners, they usually manifest manifest more vexations, and for saints, they manifest wisdom.
所以师父在这边特别提到，真正的修行人呢，以你家来讲的话呢。假如说你把家人当成陌生人，把陌生人当成很亲近的家人的时候，这个是真正的修行人才能够做得到。那如果我们的修行不够深的话呢，怎么样？不仅把家人看作外人，把外人看作外人，那这就是更糟糕。我们一般的人至少把家人看作家人，把外人看外人。那有的修行很烂的人呢，就是家人也不当作家人，把他当外人，那外人更是不可能给他当家人。那修行好的人呢，就把家人也会很理性的在处理事情，那外面的人会把他当作亲人一样的照顾。
So 师父 said, when the familiar becomes remote,You look upon your family as strangers and upon strangers as dear close kin. Only a person with deep practice can do this. But if you haven't practiced deeply and then consider your parents as outsiders without also considering outsiders as your parents, then you're really off the mark. That is worse. Because for people who practice really well, they can look as strangers with compassion and treat them as dear as your family. And when they look at family, they can treat with wisdom and compassion at the same time and not necessarily tangled with them.
如果我们修行的功夫很深很深的时候，会把所有的众生当作自己的父母。
And when we practice really well, really deeply, you will regard all sentient beings as your parents.
因为我们知道自己会变为现在这个样子，是因为多生累劫来累积劫的结果，所以呢，你会对众生感到感恩。
Because at that time you will realize your current birth actually, current birth as a human being was the result.Of many eons of accumulation of cause and effect involving untold numbers of sentient beings. So at that time, you would be very grateful and regard all sentient beings as your parents.
因为我们知道累生累劫有多少的众生，有多少的人是参与在这里面啊。所以我们当我们明白了这一点的话，对于现在碰到的人事物。就会有一种深深的感恩的心啊。
Because you understand, of the multiple eons of many eons of lifetimes, there are a lot of people, a lot of sentient beings involved in this cause and effect. Knowing that, you will feel a deep sense of gratitude towards everyone, everything.
所以我会变为现在这个样子。其实是跟众生结了很多很多的缘了、啊、那众生也为你付出了很多这种的感恩心感恩心生起来的时候你就不会再去分别众生说这个人给我东西我就应该要对他感恩那个人呢是我的敌人就不会分这样
So at that time, you understand that others have done so much for you over these eons of lifetimes, and you want to express your gratitude, and nor do you discriminate between sentient beings, saying this one has given something that so I'm grateful to him, and that one is my enemy.
那我们现在修行功夫还没有那么深嘛，哈，那我们也只有一个头两双手，哈，那我们怎么办有办法帮助所有的众生呢，而且把他们当作我们自己的父母呢？
So, we're just still in the course of practice, and we only have one body and two hands. How are we able to help all sentient beings simultaneously as if they were our own parents?
这时候就不要想，因为那个师父讲这个是在精进用功的时候，你就不要多想，不要妄想，你就只要抓住你的方法，好好用功就好。
And Shifu was giving this talk during the intensive retreat, so he said, at the time, you should just don't burden yourself with such delusive thoughts, and just go back to your method.
你只要随时随地保持你自心的清净跟明朗，那这种的感应心就自然就会升起来了。
As he said, as long as moment by moment, you can keep your mind in a very clear state,that nothing will confuse you and you will be able to express your gratitude freely.
那现在第十三行啊，二六十中，就最后一行了。
And the last line of the sentence is day and night, everything seems wonderful.
头头镜面，就是印度他们算时间不是一个小，我们一天有24小时嘛，他一个小时是两个钟头，所以呢，他白天12个60，晚上也60，所以6×2=12个小时，再乘二就24小时，等于每一刻每一刹那都是要怎么样？头头进妙，就是假如我们保持我们自心的明朗跟清楚的话，每个地方每件事情都是那个妙字都是很棒的。
And here means day and night, every moment, if you can keep your mind clear, everything is wonderful.
啊，再下来这边呢，处处不迷，就是你碰到任何的人事物的时候，你都不会被迷惑住。
And the next one says, nothing you encounter confuses you. These are the essentials of the mind.
这个就是主要观心明的心要，就是你碰到事情的时候，你不会还是保持你的明朗。那这中间的过程就是修行。你怎么能够让你的心一直保持那个明朗的状况？第一句就是那个皎洁的状况，这个就是靠的修行。
And last one says, that last one is the essence of the talked about the essence of the mind. You need to keep your mind clear and stable, clear and pure, so you won't be confused by anything.
好，有什么问题？十三。句全部讲完了，不是，应该是十三行全部讲完了。
So we have gone through the entire 13 lines of the poem. Do you have any questions?
Someone told me that Shifu once said that the only spiritual power we should even aspire to if we wanted any would be that bugs.
然后 Robert Pusa 有个问题是说，我听说师父曾经讲过，有一种神通，师父说我们只有一种神通我们应该想要获得，那就是有一种神通，当你走路的时候，你可以让小虫子啊，不要走在你的下面，离开你所走的这条道。
我是没有听到了哈，可是我知道阿罗汉自动 你走过的时候，虫就会跑到你脚底下两寸以下。
嗯，这什么意思？
就是他走过的路，虫子自动就会不会跑到他脚下，
哦、
就在土，
就是、
哎，他根本就踩不到，在他两寸以下，
嗯，
根本踩不到。Okay. 所以应该来讲，师父讲的有道理，还是修行嘛，哈，
嗯、
阿罗汉还是修行。
I haven't heard of what Shifu said this, whether Shifu said this or not, but I've heard that our hearts, when they walk, all the insects, little animals, will go at least 2 inches below the ground, so they won't even have a chance to kill them.
哎，所以就是修行还是会让他那些虫子啊避开他，因为这个是杀生嘛，哈，他们知道不能杀生，他自动就会避。另外，南传的和尚。一上 bus 的时候，女众自动就闪，不会跟他碰，道理应该是差不多的，因为他知道他们那个是他们的戒律嘛，所以他们只要一个和尚上来，他们自动就会不会贴着他。
So, so I believe that is the practice gives you that power that when you walk, all the incense will go down the earth. It's just like also I heard in Theravada Buddhism.When they get on a bus, all the female will automatically try to avoid them. So maybe that's also due to their practice, they have this power.
啊，现在要跟大家提的哈，修行的次第是这样哈，有闻思修慧，也有戒定慧，那还有信解行证。那在憨山大师的，我们把它归类是第三种。信解行证 这三方面哈，第四条，那我们常常是闻思修跟戒定慧，那今天跟大家分享一下那个憨山大师的信解行证是怎么做到的哈。好，
法师你再把那个懂哦，再看到没关系。
So now we want to talk about the gradual steps of practice. So there are different ways to say it. One is, one category says, the steps of practice are first, hearing the Dhamma and then contemplating the Dhamma and then practice and then last one is actualization, realization. And the second way to say it is the gradual steps of practice, precepts, samadhi and wisdom.And the last one, last way to categorize the gradual steps of practice is understanding of faith. First faith, and then understanding practice, and then realization.
那我把这个句子哈前方便就是观身非身，镜像水月，观心无相，光明皎洁。把它当作是一种前方便啊。
So here, the first line of the first line of the poem, look upon the body as unreal, as an image in a mirror, or the reflection of the moon in water. Contemplate the mind as being without form, yet bright and pure. The first line I considered as a expedient means before practice.
那这个观心明呢，是憨山大师。修行的一种心药啊，它重在观心无相，观就是很仔细的看着这个心，它的本来的面目是什么，它是清净的本质啊。
So the first line is the essence of the entire poem with, of this contemplating mind, because this poem emphasizes on attentivelyobserve the mind as without forms, observe the mind, original mind, that's a pure nature.
就是憨山大师他告诉禅修者要怎么样修行，那修行的心要是怎么样，主要是观这个心是无相这方面的，是他主要这个观心明的主要的内容。
And this poem is used as a guide to practitioners how to practice. And the first line of the poem is the essence of the entire poem, which emphasizes on how to observe the mind carefully, observe the formlessness of the mind.
师父也讲说，他在这边是提到修行的方法离不开身跟心，他们是修行的工具啊。那主要观心明是讲心的作用。
And 师父 mentioned the, this poem also mentioned the method of practice includes both body and the mind. The body and the mind are the tools of practice. But this poem particularly emphasized on the functions of the mind.
那他现在从观身非身这边开始才能够观到观心无相。可是呢他怎么憨山大师只有说像镜中的像水中的月就一语带过啊。
But when you try to contemplate the mind, you have to start with the body. So here the first line says, look upon the body as unreal, as an image in a mirror, or the reflection of the moon and water. So it just briefly mentioned how to observe the body.
那师父要让大家更了解身是跟心的那个状况的它的变化，所以师父用五蕴跟四大来解释身跟心的他们的两边的关系。
And the poem didn't give more explanation about the body, how to contemplate the body, but 师父 gave us more guidance on that. He used the five aggregates, five skandhas, and four elements to further explain the relationship between body and the mind.
那师父就说，可以体证到身体是虚幻的，那心里呢就会安定下来，烦恼也就会消除。那所以要先破对色身的执着，再进一步的破除身体是真实存在的这些错误的知见以后呢，我们才可以开始看我们的心。
Because 师父 said, first we need to experience, to understand the illusory nature of the body. And once you understand that, your mind can become settled, and your vexation will be lessened as well. So first we need to let go the attachment to this body. And only when we be able to truly understand the wrong view of the body is real, then we can start to contemplate the mind.
所以观身是前方便。
So contemplating the body as unreal is expedient means before practice.
所以也就是我们修行的下手处。
And it is also a point that we can really get involved to start our practice.
所以才慢慢我们可以把心修心的状况，我在下面再跟大家解释一下。
And then we can use it gradually get into contemplating the mind.
那我们常常都会说着相、无助。这两个都是相对啊，要离开着相，要离相就是无助，有相要变无相就是要离相，妄想要无念，这个其实都是相同的事情啊，可都是讲心的状态。
And the next we talked about the mind of the state of mind from attachment to forms to without forms and to from existence of formsto without forms, from deluded thoughts to without thoughts.
这些都是心的状况，那分一般的状况，就我们凡夫的状况呢，在 4.2, 4.4, 5.3, 5.4 里头都有解释，我们一般凡夫的身心状况都是行气自爱啊，妄想生怪啊，憋而情深啊，辨觉恍惚，这些都是形容我们凡夫的一些心理状况。
And the column that marked with numbers, which number correspondent to the lines of the poem, this column BNC describes the state of minds of ordinary people, which our usual condition, normal conditions like a material existence being obstruction and deluded thinking gives rise to illusion and emotion would suddenly arise and then we will fall into confusion.
那假如说经过离相以后呢，一般我们心的本质啊，就会 2.1 一念不生 ,3.1 不出不入 ,3.2 无状无貌 ,4.1 不依行气 ,4.3 默认妄想 ,5.2 空洞无物 ,11.2 广大神通 ,11.2 是自心全具。
And then under column F, all this word, all these words or couplets describes the nature of the mind, which of the nature of mind once you already let go the forms. So those are the sentences in the poem describes such kind of enlightened being of state of mind. It used a sentence like, not a single thought arising, neither going out nor coming, without appearance or characteristics, independent of material existence, and do not attach to deluded thoughts, empty, devoid of all objects, great expansive spiritual powers, or complete within the mind.
那心假如修行好的话，它的妙用就是它的作用到底是哪一些呢？ 2.2 呢，就是虚灵即照，圆同太虚 ,2.4 具念众妙 ,3.3 百千方便 ,11.3 净土天宫 ,11.4 的话逍遥任意，这些都是形容心的作用。
And in column H, we have all the lines of the poem talks about the wondrous functions of the mind, such as empty yet perceptive, complete like the great emptiness, containing all that is wonderful, and hundreds and thousands of skillful means, the pure land or the heavens can be traveled to at will.
所以绿色跟这个红色两个都是讲一个修行成功的人他的心理的状况。
So for the text in green and orange, all describes people who have completed the practice, who have achieved enlightenment, their state of mind.
那在观心明里头也有教我们修行的方法啊。
And in the poem, it also mentioned the methods of practice.
那 6.1 跟 6.2 就急促回光，着力一照。
So in the sixth line mentioned, in a critical moment, bring back the light powerfully illuminating.
那 8.1, 8.2, 念起即觉，觉即照破。
And in the eighth line says, if you can see a thought as it arises, this awareness will at once destroy it.
那后面的进来便少，少即放过。
The next line says,Whatever states of mind should come, sweep it away, put it down.
那这三个呢就很像，因为它直接关照心嘛，就很像朝洞中的末照。
And these three lines describes a method which is very similar to silent illumination method in the 朝洞 school.
那后面的有持咒观心，如魔静耀。还有沉扣若除此意不着，就今天跟大家解释的啊，这些就是来形容咒语。
And the tenth line, which talks about the mantra, reciting mantras or contemplating mind, are merely herbs for polishing a mirror. When the dust is removed, they are also wiped away. The line we studied today are emphasized.That mantra is object, is a tool that used to concentrate the mind and settle the deluded thoughts gradually.
所以咒语是一个所缘境啊，缘所缘境的方法，持咒就是要将你的妄心慢慢的安置下来。
So mantra here is really used as object to help you focus your mind, concentrate mind, and settle the deluded thoughts.
那你 假如持续的安置，你一下安置你就放掉就不行，要持续的安置，不动的时候呢，你这个持咒的方法也要舍掉。
And, when your mind is settled and unmoving continuously, constantly, and then at that time, the method of reciting mantra, needs to be let go as well.
所以呢，寒山大师的观心明，他是用行、信、行、解、证。信呢，就是要告诉我们，第一行也告诉我们说，我们的自心是清净的，要对这个要有信心。
So, Master Hanshen, put the practice into four stages. And first, you need to have generate great faith in your true nature, in your pure mind.
那第二个呢，解呢，就是一直跟我们解释一般人的心是怎么样，修行后正道的人的心是怎么样。他让我们理解到心性本身原来的面貌是什么，对我们自己的身心啊，外境的染着会产生种种的万念，令心不清净，就是告诉我们一般凡夫的状况及圣者的状况。
And the second, he let us understand the ordinary state of mind and the state of mind of saint, and understand the state of mind which is originally pure.That's what saints experience, and understand the deluded thoughts, deluded thinking and impurity of, and because of the attachment to body and outside environment, that's the state of mind of ordinary people.
所以呢，行它是用持咒、观心、觉照，应该要写打错字的，觉照的等的修行方法来告诉我们。
And third, about practice, he suggests we apply the chant methods of reciting mantras, contemplating the mind, being mindful, silent illumination, such methods.
所以他的正呢，就是刚刚圣人或者是一个修行功夫到体证到的，会让你的心渐渐回到虚灵即照、具含众妙的作用。
And the last stage is realization. So once you have done all three, and you can let the deluded mind return to the state of being empty yet perceptive, and containing all that is wonderful.
那观心明就讲到这边哈。那我跟大家还有一点点的时间，跟大家分享一下。回去的时候呢。怎么做？
So that's all for contemplating the mind, this poem. And in the last few minutes, I want to share with you how should we practice at home.
就从有相开始着手哈。
So we should start with the forms.
因为我们凡夫就是有烦恼的嘛。
Because as ordinary being, we have vexations.
所以我们把烦恼要很清楚的能够辨别我们有烦恼心的，知道我们烦恼心的状态。
And we need to be clearly aware the state of mind of having vexations.
那我们常常呢，我们心被外面的一些境带着走，为了我们利益我们的身体的舒服啊，心的舒服啊，常常会着重于物质的现象。
And as ordinary people, our mind is usually attached and led by outside environments because we want to pursue the comfortness of our body.
所以我们常常内心生出来的妄想就跟三毒是合在一起的。
So because of that,Our deluded thoughts are in correspondence with three poisons, like greed, hatred, and ignorance.
这样就造成种种的烦恼跟我们的痛苦啊。
Thereby, it caused a lot of sufferings and vexations.
所以呢，这也就是障碍我们心不能够清净的一个很重要的一个原因。
And that's the major reason, that's a major obstruction that, to obstruct our clear mind.
所以透过这个诗记呢，它告诉我们观念跟修行，我们会发觉妄想是怎么一回事啊，执着是怎么一回事啊。
So, from reading this poem, we understand what is deluded thought, what is vexation, and how they form.
那我们知道妄想跟执着其实它也是都在变。
And we understand deluded thoughts and attachments, they are also constantly changing.
所以呢从这一点我们可以知道呢在诗记里面有一个地观此心空洞无物啊。
So we understand in the poem, it says, attentively observe this mind, it's devoid,It is devoid with all things.
所以师父也说，当我们观念跟方法用得纯熟的时候，圣人的智慧啊，慢慢就会显现出来。
So she said, if when we practice really well and constantly, eventually the wisdom will reveal.
所以从看这个 PPT 啊，从有相着手来看身跟心的。一些变化啊，那靠着持咒、观心或禅修的方法，让你心安定下来，你才有那个能力，在急促的时候，在烦恼最要紧的时候，你才有力量把它转化下来，变把有相变为无念跟无相的境界。
So we know from this poem that we need to start with something concrete, something like vexations, attachments, and we understand the body is unreal, and we understand how to use mantra to settle the mind. And only when you've done the first step, you have the ability, to the second state, move to the second state, which in a critical moment, you have the ability to bring back the light and illuminate inside.Once you can do that, and then you will gradually be able to realize the state of mind of no thought and no form.
所以呢，这个诗记很简单，回去以后常常自诵自念，那可以帮我们有正确修行的观念及个方法。
So this poem is pretty simple, and it's very good to recite it often, so it can help you to establish the right views and the method to practice.
那需要记子，我可以寄给你们，跟知客登记，我就寄给你们，把你们的 email， 假如没有 email 的人呢，我就印纸本给你们。
And if you need to obtain a copy of this poem, I can email to you if you want to leave an email or.If you don't use email, I can give you a physical copy.
下次什么时候跟大家见面的时候呢，就不知道了。跟大家在这里见面，那我会跟大家分享，还是师父在禅修的时候跟僧众跟禅众开示的，跟大家分享，因为这一部分大家比较不容易看得到或者听得到。
And I don't know when will be the next time I will be here giving a talk. In the very end, I want to share with you something that Shifu's talk to monastics, which is not easy to know.
我们时间到了，我们就回向，讲完了。
Okay, so that's it.